This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. It's a Friday edition of AMI at the Movies. Let's welcome into the show entertainment critic Michael McNeely, who's offering up a review of the 2021 drama film Wildhood. And Michael joins us from Kingston, Ontario. Hello, Michael.
Hello. How are you today, my dear friend?
I am well. I'm always happier when I get to talk to you. Michael, you caught this film at a film festival earlier this year. Why did you want to go back in time and review Wildhood?
Well, I think we were talking about the hill of representation that many LGBTQ characters have to climb in order to feel validated. I believe that this film is just yet another one of those examples of how important it is to reflect a different, I guess, lack of a better word, the different varieties of life that we all have on this planet.
So give me a little bit of context here. What is Wildhood about?
Wildhood is the story of two young men. Their names are Link, short for Lincoln, and his brother, Travis. So Lincoln and Travis are discovering that Lincoln's father has been lying about whether or not Lincoln's mother is dead or alive. And they want to set out on a quest to find out what happened to Lincoln's mother. And this is set in the McMahon Weather Reserve in Nova Scotia. And so these two young men really have a lot of obstacles against them because they come from an underprivileged environment that is rife with domestic abuse, especially from Lincoln's father. And they're not encouraged to find out information about Lincoln's mother.
Based on that answer, I think I know the answer to this question, but why is this film so important?
I think the film is so important because it's one of the very few films that we have in Canada that reflect true spirit, heritage, and culture, as well as one of the only few films that intersects Indigenous people and characters with queer characters and people.
So that's a couple of times this week that the expression two-spirit has been used on these airwaves, and we haven't really defined it. So, Michael, what does two-spirit mean?
I have a definition from the University of Toronto and the Canadian Association of Addiction and Mental Health. Well, the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, I should say. The definition goes, two-spirit refers to a person who identifies as having a both masculine and a feminine spirit, and is used by some Indigenous people to describe their sexual, gender, and or spiritual identity. As an umbrella term, it may encompass same-sex attraction and a wide variety of gender variants, including people who may be described in Western culture as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, transgender, genderqueer, cross-dressers, or who have multiple gender identities. Two-spirit can also include relationships that would be considered poly. The creation of the term two-spirit is attributed to Elder Myra Laramie, who proposed its use during the third annual Intertribal Native American, First Nations Gay and Lesbian American Conference held in Winnipeg in 1990.
So, Michael, thank you for laying that groundwork for us. It's important. Let's go back to the movie. What do you want to share about the stars of this film, Philip Lewitsky and Avery Winters Anthony?
I just want to share that the chemistry on screen was believable. That I really hope that Philip becomes the next Tom Cruise because he deserves it. He deserves his own Mission Impossible franchise. I know we don't really do a lot of service to Canadian actors because maybe they're not as well regarded or well known as American actors. But honestly, the talent that we have in this country is indescribable. And these two actors just nailed the chemistry of being brothers, of coming from an abusive household, of trying to find one of their mothers, and trying to stick together through trying times.
There's another actor involved in this, Joshua Ojik. How was his performance?
His performance also was spectacular. So just in case people are wondering, it's Philip and Joshua that play the two-spirit individuals in this film, so they may also be two-spirit themselves in real life. I'm not sure. I didn't search that far, but I hope so, because that would aid to the representative quality of their acting and their performance. I want to say that Joshua is a very good dancer, and you get to see that in the film, and I appreciated the experiences that I had of learning about the culture that these two men came from.
You had a chance to speak with Matt Sultan, who is the executive director of Reel Out, which is Kingston's queer film festival. They hosted a screening of Wildhood earlier this week. He recommended three other films about two-spirit culture. What are they?
Well, that's kind of a trick question because he recommends this film. So it's two other films.
Oh.
He said to keep it simple, like his taste in men. I had to say that out loud because he told me to. Matt Sultan is the reason why I got into film criticism in the first place, because I'm from Kingston, Ontario, and I was able to work with Matt for the Reel Out Film Festival since 2009. So I like to share his recommendations, or the recommendations of Reel Out. So in addition to Wildhood, there's the film called, I'm trying to remember what it's called, Fire Song, which is also on CBC. And finally, there's a documentary called Two Spirit. So all three of these films would be recommended to learn more about Two Spirit, folks.
Very good. Michael, once again, circling back to this film, Wildhood, were you able to find any critiques or criticisms from Two-Spirit reviewers who watched the film?
Yes, a friend of Matt's was able to talk to me about the film. Their name is B. Heaslip, and they said, "Hello, I did watch Wildhood when it was screened for Reel Out Film Festival. It was well done. I appreciate it. I think it getting nominated for the 2022 Canadian Screen Award for Best Picture was a big indicator of how much a great quality picture it was. I was really drawn to the dynamic between the brothers. The children are watching us and taking our cues on how to act and react to situations. I was fond of that, handling of that aspect of the story. So that B is talking about how We follow our elders, we follow our parents and our grandparents in terms of relating to each other. So let me continue here. I say I was drawn to the relationships shown between Link and Travis, even above the one shown between Padme and Link. Those are the lovers in the story. I felt it showcased a lot of our indigenous beliefs around taking care of the future generations and ensuring an equitable future of sovereignty for our children. And I could relate to Link and his rage. I think that is a common thread in indigenous stories, especially ones with trauma influence. then can develop that hardness as a coping mechanism. I understood greatly the development of that mechanism in people. It made me feel sad about him. And I think it made him quite hardest. So I think, in all fairness, Dave, I have to take my criticism from B because I agree with that 100%. And I do feel that this film is reflected on lived experience.
Along those lines, Michael, did you have any final thoughts you wanted to share on Wild Hood?
Well, I'd just like to start working on getting these actors their own Mission Impossible franchise.
Oh, that's good stuff. Hey, Michael, thank you for this. Thank you for taking a closer look at this film. We appreciate it.
No problem. You can find it on Crave right now. It's free, and I believe it will be part of the CBC streaming platform. You can find Fire Song on CBC.
Right on. Hey, Michael, thank you for that. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.